My name is Ashley Ortega, class of 2022, and this is my podcast, Hooked on Cola. It is here that we explore the College of Liberal Arts and the majors the university has to offer. You'll hear from professors, department chairs, and current students who are sharing their personal experiences here at the 40 Acres. Longhorn Band, play me out. Today, I have with me students Jessica and Addison, and from the American Studies Department, I have Dr. Alex Beasley. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Absolutely, absolutely. So to jump off and get started, what is American Studies?
I think that's a great question. I think one of the real hallmarks of American Studies is just how capacious it is and how many different things it can be. The way the field is usually understood is as an interdisciplinary study of American life and American culture. There's a lot of different ways that you could get at this, but as scholars, we tend to use methods and tools that are drawn from history or from literary studies or from anthropology, other social sciences, and apply that to various questions about American life. And a lot of the interests in our department specifically focus on questions about race and gender, questions about science and technology, questions about labor, and about the role of the United States in the broader world. And we're just trying to find innovative ways to get at questions that are often best addressed by bringing in not just kind of one method drawn from one particular kind of scholarly school of thought, but lots of different methods to get at these questions.
Very beautifully put. Now, if anybody would like to jump in, maybe try to top that.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to do that, but from a student perspective, when people ask me what American Studies is, I kind of explain it as having a larger focus on cultural norms and shifts, as well as a focus on the experience of minority and oppressed groups within America. So it kind of takes what we're all taught in like middle school and high school about the founding fathers and the Revolutionary War. And it peeks behind the curtain of that to see all these other groups and all these other things that were also happening at that time and what they were experiencing in contrast to this mainstream history that we're taught.
Absolutely. And just adding on to that, Addison, what brought me into American Studies was, I guess, the idea of what history is taught. Going through my K-12 education, there's a very cut and dry American history. This is what it was. There's no sort of difference from that. And coming into college, I sort of realized, wow, there's so many versions. So American Studies was like an awesome gateway into like furthering this. And through my time here at the University of Texas, I studied socioeconomic disparities within minority groups and sort of how capitalism shaped different walks of life for different people. Jessica, we haven't heard from you yet. What brought you to American Studies?
I actually came in thinking of being a history major. I'm still a history major, but I applied to transfer as a American Studies major because I looked at the website for American Studies and I thought, wow, the classes look cool, but also the employment opportunities afterwards seemed like something that I really wanted to do.
Yeah, and if I could just kind of maybe piggyback on a couple of things that folks said, I think everybody touched on about the difference between, you know, what you are getting to explore in an American Studies course versus a K-12 context. I think a big part of that K through 12 education is teaching everybody a kind of unifying singular narrative and learning a coherent story. And you're taking one history class a year and just kind of getting through the material or trying to have a narrative that you can look back on and say, okay, during this period of time, what happened? What were the major events? What were the most important people? I think something that you're able to do in American studies is to look at any particular question or any particular period from a variety of different perspectives. So I loved that point that you all made, that you are getting to hear multiple stories, multiple ways of thinking about a particular moment or a particular event. And that's something that I certainly emphasize in my courses, is thinking about, okay, this event happened. What are the multiple narratives that people have told about this event? What are the multiple ways that people have said what happened and why it mattered? What were they saying at the time? And that's not so that we can pick, okay, who was the right one, but so that we can see in the points of disagreement some really important divergences, some different ways of approaching questions. And I think that can also help illuminate the issues that we're confronting in the present. And one of the things for me is that students and people in general kind of recognize that they live in complicated times. They recognize that any issue that they're confronting has multiple different ways of thinking about it. Any event that happens, there are many different perspectives that you can read on it. And we need to look at the past with that same kind of attention. And we learn different things when we do that, when we see any event as possibly telling any number of different stories.
Absolutely. Very beautifully put. I know that American Studies is a small major just in general. There's not enough schools offering the major for polls to nationally rank them. However, I know that the University of Texas was one of the first schools in the United States to have American Studies. We are also a top-ranked public university in many regards. Is that something that sort of like drew you to the university, or why was the university for you?
So the way I found out that American Studies existed was that I took the first class. It's AMS 310, and it was in my first year interest group when I came into the university in 2020, and I literally just fell in love. I've always loved history, but just the way that the class was taught and the different sources that we were using to understand this history, it really drew me in. And by the end of at least my second semester, freshman year, I had declared American Studies as my major because I really loved it. And every class that I took, I fell more in love with it. But from not knowing what it was when I first came into the university to now when I'm writing my thesis in American Studies, I've really enjoyed it. And I'm really glad that it's a space that I found.
Absolutely. And I think being that we are such a large university, it's easy to kind of feel like you're lost in the mix. But American Studies here, I mean, I guess you would call it sort of a niche major. We are a very small, tight-knit group, and I think that has a lot of perks. The intro course is like 310. You sort of have like every student taking that just to fill in those history credits. But when you get sort of to like the upper-level American Studies, it's really small groups. It's small classes, phenomenal professors. And I really feel like all of the students within American Studies, we're not only doing the coursework, but we're enjoying it. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of reading. It's a lot of research. But we also come to the table and we have conversations. And I feel like every class that I walked out of just sort of expanded my horizons and challenged me in so many different ways that I came back to class every day just hungry for more. And there's not another major, I think, that does this. And the university intentionally keeps it small sort of for this reason. We have hundreds of applicants for the master's program or the PhD program. I think there's only 8 spots available.
It's 5.
Five.
Yeah. Five grad students a year. Yeah. So, I mean, there's more room for undergrads, but for graduate students, we just take 5 PhD students usually.
And Dr. Beasley, what brought you here to the university and what drew you in?
That's a great question. I think I want to back up a little bit before I get there, if that's
okay.
Absolutely. Just to talk a little bit about the context of UT American Studies and the broader national, maybe even international field of American studies. You might think there's not an international field of American studies, but there are universities in Europe and in other parts of the world too that actually have American studies programs. You know, there could be a whole podcast on the history of how American studies came to be. There's a few different paths there that are really interesting. I won't go into that, but there are very few American studies departments in the United States. At most universities, if there is an American studies major at all, it's in the form of a program, something that doesn't have departmental status. We're one of the oldest American studies departments in the country, but we're also one of the very few departments in American studies, which I think is really exciting and is a really great thing about UT, that we have this institutional home and that we have this kind of departmental status. So in terms of how I ended up here, I did a PhD in American Studies. And I mean, it might be helpful to tell you how that came about, because I went to the University of Georgia as an undergraduate student. We did not have an American Studies department or program or anything. And I came in to college wanting to be a journalism major. In retrospect, I think it was because of a lot of the same reasons that I ultimately went into American Studies, which, like both of you, I didn't know existed when I got to college. I didn't know that was a thing. And so I knew that I wanted to write long-form pieces about things that mattered to me. I wanted it to be informed by history, but I also wanted it to have some kind of awareness of broader cultural productions, whether it's like film or literature. I wanted to bring all of that in. And kind of the only model I had for that kind of writing as an 18-year-old was magazines, which now feel so incredibly antiquated. Some kind of prestige magazines with long-form articles that were more creative and that kind of delved into all of these different things. And I got into the journalism school and kind of quickly realized that that was not the kind of writing that they were really teaching there, and that was not really what I wanted to do. So I ended up in the history department, and I tried to propose my own major actually as an undergraduate, and, you know, was telling my faculty mentors, what I really want to do is have a major that's like half literature or kind of cultural studies and half history. That's what I want to do. And I remember one faculty mentor saying, so what you want is American studies. We don't have that here, but that's what you want. That exists. That's a thing. You didn't just come up with it. So I didn't end up making my own major. I just ended up kind of having a history major and an English minor. It kind of worked out. But when I was looking at PhD programs, I was trying to think about what kind of work I wanted to do. I kept finding myself kind of going back and looking at those American studies programs and being really compelled by what they were offering and the way they were thinking about the issues that mattered to me. So I did my PhD in American studies. And when I came to visit UT as a prospective hire, I was very quickly impressed at the department, the collegiality of the department, its smallness, but also the capaciousness of the things that people were doing. It felt like a really dynamic place, even though it was small. And the students also just blew me away, the undergrads and the grad students. I was really happy to be in a position to be able to choose UT as the place that I would begin my career and hopefully stay for a very long time. I do think our biggest challenge as a department is this issue that most 18-year-olds don't know what American studies is. And when you look at it even on a list, you might guess that it's something that it's not. And so I do think something that our department kind of is continually trying to do is just make it more visible what we actually do, because I think it would be attractive to a number of students.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I was actually watching a video on the way here about American Studies Department in Sydney, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought people internationally would be studying, you know, American Studies. I guess it just goes to show how interconnected we are globally.
On this international piece, I think it is a bit counterintuitive that there are international American Studies programs, but also that I think the international comes into American Studies in a lot of ways. And I mean, all of the faculty members in the department in some way address the role of the United States in the world in our research and in our teaching. I've taught a class several years ago on kind of global cities, and most faculty have teaching and research interests that touch in some ways to both what role the United States as a country plays in the world, but also to how American culture is shaped by the rest of the world and also is exported to the rest of the world. And a lot of these international American studies departments are invested in American studies because they have American culture touching their everyday lives. And we have international students in our department. We also have a student right now who is on a Fulbright doing research in France as part of her American studies dissertation. So it may seem like it's very insular or very domestically focused, but really there's a lot of different ways that a kind of global or international perspective can get drawn into the research and also the classes that you take.
Yeah, to add on to that, I feel like something really cool about American studies is that oftentimes in the course schedule, because it is a small department, I find myself applying to classes and then I think, oh, but what if I don't really like this class? What if I really like the topic? And every single time, by the middle of semester, I've learned something that I never thought I would learn. And it was really cool. I think that's something super cool about American studies, that it can surprise you and expose you to new things in different ways.
Jumping off of that, I cannot leave here without talking about the staff of American Studies.
Yes.
A special shout out to Dr. Lauren Gutterman, who taught the AMS 310 class that I was a part of my freshman year. And ever since then, every single class that I have taken truly have just had amazing instructors who love what they teach, and they're really invested in it. And you can see it in the way that they teach, is that they want you to be here and they want you to learn. And I truly don't think this department would be what it is without the staff. About a year or two ago, we had a forum where some students were invited to give feedback on the major.
We were a part of this together.
Yes. It does go to show that American Studies truly cares about the student experience. And we get a survey every single semester. You know, what did you enjoy about your semester? What would you have changed? Is there anything about the department that you like or even don't like? They're very open to this sort of constructive criticism as well. And I just know that they deeply care about the students that are a part of this program, because I genuinely have not had a professor in American Studies that was short of phenomenal.
You know, the running theme in this podcast episode is sort of like stumbling into American Studies. I came into American Studies doing my UGS course, and it was with Dr. Kevin Foster, and the class was Black Education in America, and just turned everything on its head for me, sort of with our whole education system. This class left me wanting so much more that I was like, I'm double majoring. And this was during COVID, when everybody was a little box and a screen. And I was like, you know what? Bring it on. I need this. And I ended up taking a 355 with you, Dr. Beasley. And within that, we took a very close look at capitalism and how America, being a capitalist society, made us very different from other nations and sort of the huge integral role that played. I had Dr. Shirley Thompson. I took an Atlantic slavery class with her. Just all the praise to her. She's magnificent. She's a genius, a goddess. And looked at that international role that America played within the slave trade. And of course, Lauren Gutterman, Addison, and I had my very last class to round out my UT education with Dr. Lauren Gutterman. And there's just no other way to end your UT career. Addison and I actually had this class together doing LGBTQ studies here within Austin. And I was introduced to Breonna Jenkins, who I interviewed for an oral history project for the class. And my name is somewhere in a museum now as part of documented record. I would definitely agree with you in saying that American Studies is what it is because of the staff. Yeah. Absolutely because of the staff.
And I mean, I think that gives a great example of the kind of hands-on stuff you could do in American Studies too. If you're in some of these small classes, especially Dr. Gutterman's class, you can go and do some of these oral histories. You know, you're learning, but you're also contributing to future scholars and students learning from the work that you've done in that class, which I think is just so great. I think a lot of our courses and a lot of our research focuses on kind of very intimate, personal experiences of people, often in the past, that we might not always think of as the subject or the topic of, you know, capital H history. But through looking at those personal experiences, often of things like consuming popular culture, something we don't always think of as a really political thing, it's a window into these broader dynamics of power and senses of belonging.
I feel like history is taught so analytically. We mostly get assigned analytical history to read. And then you read an American Studies paper or an academic journal in American Studies, and it's so different because they're telling a story or the author is being more personable or trying to appeal to you in a different way. And as a reader, you're more engaged maybe with the pop culture, or you're looking at different cultural artifacts. I know that cultural artifacts analysis are a big thing in American Studies classes. You have to do one at least one a semester or you're not an American Studies major. But it's just different. And it's really fascinating how you would think that history and American Studies would be very similar, but it's not.
Yep. I want to add to that, thinking about the question from earlier of like what makes it different, I think it is kind of this personal experience of American Studies and the intimacy of it. And I feel like part of it is you get to hear a history that might not have been told otherwise about groups of people that might have had their stories disappear over time. And it's this very kind of personal experience because we look at a lot of primary sources. You know, it's lots of first person and not a whole lot of third person. It's like you almost get to be a part of it in a way, and you get to go tell the stories of these people now, so that they won't be forgotten. And I think that that's what makes it different and what I really enjoy about it.
Yeah, and with that, like, we could go into, like, our theses, you know? They're so different, and we're working with such different faculty.
Yes, let's jump into the thesis. Yes.
So we are, in this present moment, both about halfway through it. I am kind of pulling a string through history, and I'm talking about how a lot of the language that we see today with how conservatives talk about the economy and they talk about religion and how they talk about women, how that language really hasn't changed a lot in the last 70 80 years, and a lot of the arguments are still the same. We just say them in different ways.
I love that. Thank you. Yeah. And by the way, I definitely want to read y'all's theses when y'all are done. Absolutely. And Jessica, tell us about your thesis.
Yeah. So first, I think Addison's topic is super cool. Yeah, you can definitely see strands of it today. But my thesis is very different. It definitely takes more of a science, like math approach. I'm working with Professor Brands. So my history is a narrative history, which is interesting because it's an American Studies thesis, but I'm writing a narrative history about these two guys and telling the story of their lives. So John von Neumann, he's very known for his electronic computer and his contributions. And he was a very prominent mathematician in like 30s, 40s. during that time. And he collaborated with Oscar Morgenstern, and they created this book, The Theory of Games and Economic Behavior. And I'm sort of tracking the creation of game theory and then hopefully looking into kind of why and how these trends created such a important thing that was in the Cold War, and also just the importance of these people and their lives, because ultimately that's what narrative history is about. It's about these different people and how their lives shape the decisions, and those decisions shape kind of the creations and the accomplishments and the things we see today.
I'm blown away.
Yeah. And I feel like that is kind of the beauty of it. Even though our topics are so, so different, truly, you can make this major whatever you want it to be. There's so many courses. And if you want to focus on capitalism and economics, there are plenty of classes for that. You know, if you want to focus it on politics, on like art and pop culture, there's tons of classes on that. And another benefit is that you can take them in any order. You don't have to finish your lower division before you jump into upper division. So there is so much freedom to do whatever you want. And a benefit is that a lot of the classes have flags and they're cross-listed with African American studies and the history department, or Asian American studies. So there is just so much flexibility that I really enjoyed having. And I really love that that was an option that I had.
Yeah, there's definitely not one set American studies experience. Whereas, you know, if you were in like a physics or a chemistry major or a business major, a set experience or a set, you know, outcome. Whereas American studies, and I think also like just liberal arts in general, there's room to customize it and make it your own. And going into liberal arts versus STEM or business, one of the root issues that my podcast is covering over the course of my journey through COLA is sort of countering this belief that liberal arts majors, I guess, aren't as valuable or as distinguished or esteemed as other majors. Personally, I was the very first person in my family to graduate from college. So I graduated from my junior college. I transferred into UT, and my family was over the moon, very proud. And then I told them, by the way, I was accepted into the College of Liberal Arts. And I was going to be an HDO major. And then after like my first semester in here at UT, I was like, also, I'm going to be an American studies major. And it's going to add on a semester or two of my time here, but it's going to be so worth it. And my parents sort of diminished that accomplishment. And they were like, well, Ashley, what are you going to do with an American studies degree? What are you going to do with a liberal arts degree in general? There's kind of the idea that we are, in a sense, starving artists. So I would love to hear y'all's defense. Come to the defense of liberal arts, please.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot to say about the liberal arts in general and American studies in particular as well. And this is a very common story. This is something that we hear a lot. And a lot of students that I teach will say, man, I would love to be an American studies major, but I could never get my parents on board with that. And I'm sympathetic to that. The costs of a college education have skyrocketed even since I was in college, which they were already quite high then. But I think that the data is really on our side, because what we consistently see is that liberal arts majors finish college with really well-developed critical thinking skills, incredibly strong writing skills, and just the kind of ability to really kind of be independently driven, which is not to diminish anything in other schools, but I think that's something that is a strength that a lot of our undergrads have, and both at UT and at other institutions I've been at, we've heard from employers, like, what we really need consistently from graduates is that critical thinking ability, especially the writing skills. We hear that a lot, actually, from the tech industry. And I think, you know, as much as we like to kind of think about the impact that ChatGPT has had, for instance, that's definitely as true now as it ever has been, that you need people who have those critical thinking skills and who have those writing abilities. I think one of the real benefits of American studies and, you know, liberal arts in general, but especially in American studies, is because you do have the ability to craft your own way to kind of make the major what you want it. You have this ability to identify for yourself, what are the main issues that I'm really kind of driven by? What are the things that are going to be important for me to learn about? I can devote my time here to learning about those things. And then when you go out and try to get a job and when you try to build a career for yourself, in my experience, the most important thing that employers are wanting to see is some kind of coherent and compelling narrative about where you're coming from, what skills you bring, what interests and background you have, and how that can bring something to their organization, how you're going to have a unique value add to them.
Yeah, so I feel like this stigma that liberal arts doesn't make any money and that, like you said, we're all starving artists is definitely not true. People who study American studies are everywhere and they can work in whatever field they want and they can put their degree to use in any way they could imagine. And I think that selling that, especially right now, because we're so STEM focused, is very difficult. Because maybe it's the thought that how can a degree give you so much leeway? How can this degree provide you with so many options? Doesn't a degree need to be a straight path to employment? And really, liberal arts tells you, no, we give you skills for everything. And that is so important, especially when so many people want to study STEM and you're gaining, like Dr. Beasley said, these critical thinking and these writing skills that we need more than ever.
Absolutely. I couldn't defend liberal arts better. In my experience, I was an American studies major and human dimensions of organization. So that second major is really focused on how people work together in organizations, whether that be religious organizations, nonprofits, government, you know, your work environment. American studies allowed me to walk in other people's shoes and allowed me to experience the world in other ways that I otherwise would not have done. And I feel like this major has made me a better person. It's given me a greater sense of empathy. It's made me a better teammate. It's made me welcome new ideas. You know, not everybody that you work with in the workplace or even in a school environment, you're not necessarily going to get along. You're not going to necessarily see things eye to eye. But these critical thinking skills allow you to be able to come to the table with people who you might not otherwise be able to get along with or work with. And I think that's another thing that just needs to be touched on as well.
A bit of a unique situation because I'm a double major as well, but in a completely different second major. So my second major is speech, language, and hearing sciences. So I am going to grad school for audiology, which is a track of speech, language, and hearing sciences. And within the audiology for your graduate program, you have to complete a research project. And I have written so much in American studies. And I mean, I love it. I love writing. And I feel like I have also just gained a lot of technical skills that you kind of talked about with the critical thinking and the ability to do research and to find good sources and to root out unreliable sources and just really think about where is information coming from?
Especially in today's culture, where everybody has a Facebook, everybody has a Twitter, everybody has social media, and we are constantly bombarded with all of this information. And you just can't take things at face value. And the ability to vet sources and to vet information and to think and analyze is just so crucial, especially in today's world where anybody can write about anything.
And that's kind of what I was getting at. Even in this era of ChatGPT, we need human beings as much as ever because we're no longer in a period of anyone ever being at risk of not having enough information. The problem now is really that we all have too much information and not consistent, clear ways to assess which information is reliable. And the only way you can really do that is through learning on your own to be critically thoughtful and to evaluate information. I think that's something that is a real strength of the liberal arts in general, but certainly of American studies.
We are coming towards the end of our time. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you would like to cover?
One thing that I wanted to say is if someone is listening and they're on the fence or what we've said sounds interesting and they would like to explore it further, take a couple classes, truly, because you will not regret it. I can 100% guarantee that.
All right. I would just like y'all to take just a moment to reflect on your time here at UT. Take a moment to gather your thoughts. And then I would like to hear your best moment as a Longhorn, your most cherished moment here at the university.
I think teaching at UT has been the most exciting teaching that I've done in terms of the different perspectives and the different conversations that happen in the classroom. And so I think it's just a really special place that you can bring together people who are all kind of, you know, predominantly most of my students from the same state, but yet are kind of the classroom conversations are so capacious and so exciting. And even though people are coming with all kinds of different backgrounds, the level of engagement and the energy and the kind of just sharpness of the conversation in the room is always really impressive to me.
So I don't think I quite have an exact favorite moment at UT, but more the experience of finding a place where I belonged, because I am a part of a couple of organizations that I've really loved. So I honestly came into college a little scared and unsure of my future, like most everybody does. But I found American Studies, and then I found Frisbee, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and then I found my second major, and I learned that you have a place here. And you will find it. You just have to have the courage to do that.
Thank you for sharing that.
I have to say that when I came to UT, it was just such a big school. And I never thought that I would be able to meet these professors that are so good at what they do. And it's really inspiring. And I never thought that I'd be able to have just so many one-on-one conversations with them and like Professor Brands and Dr. Beasley. I want to be a teacher. And so it's really reaffirmed me that something I want to do is teach, because they're all just inspiring. I do the U Teach program, and the staff and the teachers, the professors, they're just amazing people who check in on you and make sure you're succeeding. And it's truly incredible that UT has this community and this environment.
Thank you all for joining us, and hook 'em.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.